in the room.
Hooray! Would anyone care to hear what happened when the entire European Parliament peed in the cup to prove something? I said, would you care to hear what happened when the entire European Parliament peed in a cup in order to prove something?
Yes, please. And here's a bong for it.
My favorite part of the show. Okay. Headline from naturalnews.com. Urine of every single member of the European Parliament tested, found to be heavily contaminated with glyphosate, weed killer. In a bid to show the public that there is no reason to be concerned about exposure to popular herbicide glyphosate produced by agri-giant Monsanto, also known as Roundup, members of the European Parliament, the MEPs, volunteered to take a urine test to see if there was glyphosate in their systems. As reported by reader-supported news, 48 MEPs from 13 different European Union countries participated in the test with the intention of showing they had no cause for alarm. Well, now the results are in. According to the test results from the accredited BioCheck laboratory in Germany, quote, all participants excreted glyphosate by urine. That's right. Every single one. In the experiment spearheaded by the Green Party in the European Parliament, who are hoping for a ban on the toxic herbicide across the EU, the experiment found that on average, the MEPs each had 1.7 micrograms per liter of glyphosate in their urine, which is 17 times higher than that found in European drinking water. That shows that glyphosate is entering our bodies not only from drinking water, but from the food chain, as everyone tested was way above the limit for residues of pesticides in drinking water. The report states, quote, all investigated EU Parliament members were glyphosate contaminated. This will show glyphosate is also in the food chain of members of the EU Parliament. According to the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer, glyphosate is a, quote, probable carcinogen, end quote, linked to serious health impacts. As reported by Mother Earth News, glyphosate is an endocrine disruptor and has been linked with various health risks, including cancer, miscarriages, and disruption of human sex hormones. Glyphosate is a compound contained in commonly used herbicide Roundup, which is produced by Monsanto. Monsanto has long been known to have some pretty weighty government ties, including to the Obama administration. In fact, according to Monsanto Mafia, the U.S. is, quote, rapidly devolving into what can only be described as a Monsanto nation. Since day one, the Obama administration has mouthed biotech propaganda, claiming with no scientific justification whatsoever that biotech crops can feed the world and enable farmers to increase production in this new era of climate change and extreme weather. Obama's administration has reportedly become a, quote, revolving door for Monsanto operatives, including the USDA secretary, pro-biotech former governor of Iowa, Tom Vilsack. Meanwhile, Michael Taylor, former Monsanto vice president, is now the FDA deputy commissioner for foods. The findings of the EU experiment show that governments are not doing enough to protect people from exposure to glyphosate and are taking no measures to prevent the health risks that develop over time. The fact that the average MEP was found with glyphosate levels in their urine 17 times higher than that in European drinking water is certainly cause for concern and alarm. Yet, according to reader-supported news, despite fierce opposition from European Parliament, the EU Commission plans to re-license glyphosate for another 9 years. The Green Party have said they are pissed off that their governments want to allow this poison for another 9 years. No politician should have this in his or her body, and not a single citizen either. Meanwhile, the U.S. government continues to allow glyphosate to be used in public spaces for agriculture and even in your backyard. The end.
Well,
does that mean that one seemed
to have backfired on them, didn't it?
Yep.
So that means if MEPs pee in their back garden, they'll kill their grass.
There you go. Now, imagine how these people freaked out when they found this out.
Is that the only thing they tested them for? Because I was thinking...
Yeah.
They didn't test for cocaine, then.
Yeah, yeah, I was thinking cocaine, weed, heroin.
Yeah, syphilis. Yeah. I'm always a little bit skeptical about things where you've got the Green Party going, oh, look how bad these are and how good we are. Because.
But they're just controlled opposition, though, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've had them here, you know, and we've seen what a mess they make of everything and what fascists they are.
Yeah.
So, you know, can you imagine, like, if we vote to stay in Europe and the European Union becomes even more of an imposing presence upon Britain and the whole of the EU itself, and then you get something like the Green Party being voted in, it's going to be
carnage.
Oh God, it's before you'd just be, they're going to be sterilizing people and
remember that remember there is an unelected president of Europe. So that unelected president, he doesn't need anybody's vote, and he doesn't need.
No, he only needs to be appointed by a council.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yep.
and not only do we have the president of the European Union, but there is a prime minister of the European Council, and there's another guy who's the president of the EU Commission. So there's like a triumphant of unelected by the people of Europe who decide on exactly what you're talking about there, Fi, you know, potentially sterilizing people, bringing in crazy laws. So
you're not allowed to live past the age of 55 unless
you can
look after yourself financially.
here comes Logan's Run.
Right.
It's completely what it's like. And also the, the transatlantic trade thing?
TPP.
TTIP, is it?
TTIP.
Yeah. that it's quite scary that, you know, they can kind of force this through with the, EU as well.
What's the scariest thing about the TTIP is that that is private corporations basically openly buying governments.
Yep.
And
yep.
And the, you know, with
consumers and workers having nothing, no rights, nothing.
I'm not registered to vote in this referendum, but I've just come to the point where the drivel on either side is just numbing.
right.
It is, isn't it? It's fear campaigns on both sides, but no ounce of real discussion going on.
But the discussion doesn't matter at all. That they're not going to let Britain leave. They're not going to let some a country as perceived as strong in the world as Britain. You know, the idea of the European Union was concocted back 60 years ago. The Bilderberg meetings.
As a business forum, not as a governmental forum.
I'm sure the business was the first step of the plan. You know, the people that were talking about this, they knew what they were doing, and they knew that they couldn't get it through war. So they trickle, they just put the drip and just wait for the bucket to fill. You know, they weren't in any rush to do this because they'd seen that rushing into it wasn't gonna it was just gonna kill a lot of people, and which was good for them, but also it wasn't getting people on side. I think what scuppered the plans was that after the war, everybody started having sex, and there was this massive influx of people that they then had to figure a way of bringing them up and controlling them. And now those people are the ones that are implementing this.
Mm.
And you know, our Bilderberg friends get together beginning the 9th. I believe it's in Dresden this year.
So next weekend.
Of all places.
I'm going to turn home for the boy. Mm.
And just before the referendum. So you know, I do not see, regardless of the poll that's going to happen, you know, nobody's voting.
Right.
I can't see... then they'll fudge the data, and you know, it's been done before.
Skillfully.
Yeah. So I really am astounded how people are still stuck in Stockholm syndrome. You know, these people are presented to us as liars every fucking day, all of them. And still we try and put our good hearts into something. We're trying to believe in a system that has just fallen completely. But that system is still perceived to be in control, so they're just scrambling. I don't know how people are hoodwinked still. It is
perception management. It'll do the job. If you can keep them looking the other way, you can do anything outside their view. They don't know and don't care.
But still, you know, that would be the case if the their misgivings and their blatant lying wasn't actually in the mainstream media as well. You know, if their if Pigfucker that had been in some underground news, if that was just like in the alternative news, then you could see that the mainstream population wouldn't really know what was about that, but because that was like mainstream news, and this guy's still fucking in Downing Street. What's going on?
Well, but that's what. But from the point of the esoteric content and understandings these people have, the revelation of the method is another utilized tool showing these things to people to further horrify them, you know, which will cause a lot of people to just recoil and not become involved in things. And, you know, so in the revelation of the method aspect that's going on today, which you pointed at, you know, this coming out, what? These guys are, what? You know, and then it's like, ugh, don't want to hear about that. Aren't the Kardashians on? What time's the game?
Yeah. You know? This week, one of David Cameron's aides has been convicted of child pornography charges. They downloaded loads of images. So, but he actually got a suspended sentence.
Why?
Footnotes. So we've got two high-profile aides and spin doctors for David Cameron, and one of them is in jail at the moment, and one of them has been done, but has been given a suspended sentence. Yeah. So this guy is surrounded by criminals. Why is there not a public outcry?
Yeah, I know. It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought I quite enjoyed Frankie Boyle's comment on the EU campaign that's going on, when he said about Boris and Cameron in this kind of fake opposition thing that they've got going on. And it says the only thing that the only thing it's only it must be the first time that Johnson and Cameron have been opposite each other since sharing a fresher at an Oxford dining club.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's pictures over here, you know, from back in the day of Trump and Bill and Hillary Clinton, you know, so squished up close together, you'd think they was swinging or something, you know. Mm-hmm. So now this whole hateful, you know, now Trump has come out and said that if he becomes president, he'll sic the attorney general and put Hillary in prison for the email things and various other abuses of power, and the Clinton Foundation, to which he's made enormous contributions and admitted it. Said that's how you get the Clintons to come to your wedding. You pay them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And that Frankie Boyle describes Boris as looking like a Harry Potter spell that brought his hair. Brought all his hair in from Dumbledore's plug hole to life.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I enjoyed his analogy, the way he described. He said, "The real left, and the real left reason for leaving is a pretty bleak one: to try to sell." let's try to get one arm out of this straitjacket before the shooting starts. Well, let me, I'll read the first bit actually, because it talks about Greece and how Greece was, right. In many ways, the pro-Europe left message is the same as Cameron's Remain and Reform. It's let's stay in something that doesn't exist. A British left that in our most recent elections struggled to convince its own traditional base that it could be trusted to collect the bins, somehow feels that its arguments will be better understood when delivered through an interpreter to a vast bureaucracy partly composed of fascists. I suppose the left is too used to selling hope that on a dying planet, I don't believe the planet's dying, by the way, it has found itself increasingly unable to describe reality. And the real left reason for leaving is pretty is a pretty bleak one too. Let's try to get one arm out of this straitjacket before the shooting starts. It isn't ever going to look great on the side of a battle bus. The left saw what Europe did to Greece, and despite that, they want to stay like a scout group on Jim'll Fix It, determined to still enjoy meeting Kim Wilde. Thought that described quite well.
Yeah. He's quite astute, isn't he, Frankie Boyle?
Yes. Yeah, he is very astute. Mm. Although I don't.
Now he is. He is, what does he do?
He's a comedian.
He's a comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's a very explicit comedian. Yeah. I remember watching. I was just watching.
The internet.
Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck.
Right. Right.
The I was watching one of his stand up, and he told like some joke that was pretty near the knuckle, and then he heard a gasp from one of the crowd, and he was like, "You're gasping now. Wait till we get further." Yeah, he got kicked off the BBC for some royal paedophile remark, I think.
Oh, really? How surprising.
Well, it says that all the austerity cuts are just so that they can provide more poor people for the rich to fuck.
So on the money tip, we in the UK have got a new plastic note.
Fiver, yeah.
What?
Have we? £5 note's been rebranded and it's been brought in plastic like they have in Australia.
Yeah.
They've had plastic money out there for quite some amount of time. They're saying the reasons why they can't be forged. Now, yeah. Who the fuck forges a fiver? What? Why don't you do it's normally 50s and 20s and 10s that are forged, guys. Why don't you sort of work on them before you...
They're working up to the big boys.
Well, they're going to see if nobody forges a fiver, then oh, well, maybe we'll do a 10. I mean,
so is it an actual shape of like a normal cash note?
Yeah. It's a normal note. It's a normal note, but it's just made out of a different material as opposed to paper.
And
it's made from.
And it'll have more like holograms. It's like a see-through part.
Okay, gotcha.
Where the watermark is, and now we have Winston Churchill on the back, and his cousin, the Queen, on the reverse. Yeah.
So then once the currency collapse occurs, this won't even be useful as toilet paper.
No, because it's that, it'd be like that really waxy toilet paper that you used to get at school.
Oh, okay.
Shit, that slides off.
Yep, that's the one.
If you've got enough of them, though, you can make a new roof.
Oh, well, there you go. See? Look at Steve coming up with a practical use. Well done.
So I've got a story. Let me bong it. I had this one last week, but I don't think I mentioned it. So recently in Yorkshire, they announced that they could frack. These companies could frack. So the and it's like the landmark case in Britain. They tried to do it down here, but it got stopped. And they were doing it in Lancashire. But that was causing the earthquakes. I don't know how the, maybe they had like three wise monkey judges to not look at the data. But anyway,
there was a ban imposed and then they lifted it specifically for what you're talking about, wasn't there?
Yeah. So, but on a, tangent to that, there's this report. This is from Sputnik. So I think it's a Russian. It says the UK to lose out on millions due to tax loophole for fracking firms. The UK budget will lose out on millions of pounds in tax returns from companies exploring for shale gas. An influential environmental watchdog said. Greenpeace Energy Desk found out that the UK government is giving UK fossil fuel companies investing in fracking tax breaks in form of enhanced capital allowances to reduce their taxable profits. So this comes 2 days after the authorities in North Yorkshire allowed the UK company Third Energy to begin hydraulic fracking in the village of Kirby Mispurton. So, you know, no wonder the George, George Osborne's friends own some fracking firms, and he's just giving them all the time he's trying to get tax. Or supposedly getting tax off big corporations, he's giving other corporations the ability to have not pay any tax. You know, it just seems that you know they're appearing to go after tax avoidance, but are creating the opportunities for tax avoidance.
Yeah. It was like we were saying the other week there when Cameron's offshore bollocks was sort of hitting the fan, and how his great grandfather had formed an offshore company called HSBC to launder fucking opium war money.
Yep. There's actually a quote from our local MP, Green Party MP, Caroline Lucas.
Caroline, yeah.
He says, it's inexcusable that ministers are treating fracking firms to a generous loophole while denying clean renewable energy projects that the very same tax breaks. I suppose she's got a fair point there. But you know,
Greens are being promoted as this, you know, aren't the Greens good and fair? And then they'll come in with the sucker punch.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting to present Caroline Lucas with a real clean energy. And ask her if she's ready to put her neck on the line to ask questions about that technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should send her a copy of Where Did the Towers Go to Miss Lucas, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Dr. Lucas. Say, there you go. She's a doctor. Read that book. Fucking see that. Messy. I was just going to do a little aside to more Trump news. Did you hear this week that you know how he's got this thing going on with the Mexicans, a little spat with the Mexicans? Right. They've taken the U.S. Golf Tour has taken one of its big competitions away from one of his golf courses, and guess where they've relocated it to? A golf course in Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah.
I'll be.
I thought that was quite funny. So obviously, it's one of some of the golf frat boys are obviously playing a little bit of fun.
Well, on the Trump thing, it was extremely. It's getting much, much worse now. The worst violence around the appearance of Trump in the most recent one in San Jose, where a whole bunch of people got the snot beat out of them, Trump supporters by Trump protesters, primarily Hispanic. Bunch of white boys got their ass beat is really what happened. And people getting their, if they had Trump stickers on their car, getting their windows smashed and, you know, all sorts of nonsense. Just, it's getting out of hand. But probably going to get much further out of hand. Don't know if you guys had heard about this. Coming up July 7th is the Republican National Convention that'll be in Ohio, Cincinnati, I believe. Yeah. But the local cops that'll be in their military gear, riot gear, will not be able to wear their body cams because they will not, the body cams can't be securely attached to that particular gear. And now that the cops are, you know, really very fine with wearing these things on a daily basis on their soft uniforms, because this, you know, when people make these outlandish claims that the cop did this, cop did that, they've got the video, you know, so it's saving a lot of cops from that point of view being lied about in court, because they've got the video. Here, look, there you go. But at the Republican National Convention, again, coming up July 7th, where Trump will be the presumptive nominee, the cops, the locals, those in their riot gear, regardless what they respond to or what occurs, they'll not be wearing their body cams, and they're not happy about it.
Well, it'd be very, very interesting to see if there's a repeat performance at the Republican convention, either last year or the year before, where the Grindr app had 300% increase in traffic when they were in town.
Oh, really? Okay, and for those unfamiliar, kindly tell us what the Grindr app does.
Grindr app is a way for gay men to get in contact with each other that are local. And it was some news, American news show did a study or came across the fact that at this particular Republican convention, there was a lot of activity on Grindr.
So now they can use the smartphone rather than just waving their hand under the stall in the bathroom.
It's the new hanky code. Okay.
Gotcha.
Left earring or whatever it was.
Puts you in touch with people in your area.
Yeah.
Right.
I suppose it's like Tinder for gay people.
Gotcha. Neither of those apps got installed last night on this Swami's new smartphone.
Thankfully.
Did get the Watts app under Steve's invitation to do so.
Oh, cool. I'll add you on there.
Yeah, I'll add you on mine and I'll send you pictures of the log palace, which sadly...
Because of the signal situation here in the ashram and how far I got to drive to go get actual phone 4G LTE signal... using this thing is pretty much going to be a when I go to town kind of thing.
Well, WhatsApp uses Wi-Fi rather than 4G. So you'll be able to use it in the house.
Okay. Yeah, I've got the Wi-Fi signal in here that it can jump on. But again, still learning how this bloody thing works. So, you know. Feeling a bit behind the curve on that stuff.
Yes.
Anyone care to hear about the odd stuff found in a basement of a London mansion?
Yes, and I'll just give you a bong for it.
Why, thank you. Headline: Mystery of winged, tiny human skeletons found in basement of old London house. Skeletal winged bodies of fairies, werewolves, and aliens were said to have been found in the basement of an old house in London. The macabre collection features what appears to be a range of mythical beasts in cases and jars in gruesome poses. Fairies seen with their flesh rotted away and their wings nailed to display boards, think butterfly collections, are joined by sinister-looking, contorted alien bodies and hairy humanoid remains. The hoard also featured sketches of Jack the Ripper victims, Catherine Eddowes, I'm assuming that's the pronunciation, and Elizabeth Stride, along with alleged human hearts and other organs preserved in jars. The gruesome exhibits were said to have been the collection of Thomas Theodore Merrilynn, who was described as, quote, a rich aristocrat and biologist in the 1800s, end quote. A blog post about the supposed finds claimed, quote, in 1960 in London, at the time of clearing the site for construction of a new residential neighborhood, the old long-abandoned mansion belonged to Thomas Theodore Merrilynn was set for demolition. In the basement of the home, builders have discovered several thousand small wooden boxes tightly sealed. Imagine their surprise when they began to find inside the bodies of strange mythical creatures, which seem to have been living only in fairy tales. The shocking artifacts were revealed by artist Alex C.F., letters C.F., who claimed Merrilynn's diaries refer to, quote, all sorts of advanced ideas that didn't exist at that time, such as quantum physics and the multiverse theory. His diaries also allegedly contain scientific explanations for many of the mythical-looking specimens in his collection. Alex C.F. claims to be the curator of the collection, which can be viewed online. But the story is actually well-crafted narrative put together by Alex C.F., the artist. commenting on the pieces, one online commenter wrote, "Did this guy raid the prop department of Hammer Films? I mean, come on, people. If specimens like this had actually been found, the British Museum would have dedicated a whole wing to it." Another commenter added, "Obviously fake, but still, really, really cool. I'd love to have this stuff." The end. That was out of the Mirror, by the way.
Oh, really?
But the images that they have are pretty interesting. If you feel like taking a look at the collection online, it's interesting, if nothing else.
Well, there was a story recently of some werewolf activity up north somewhere.
Up north?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the headline about that. Was that Hull?
Yeah.
So, somewhere around about Hull?
Around there, yeah, around Humberside. Yeah, weird.
Isn't that what you meant to
say? Yeah, no, it wasn't me. I mean, I'm a big hairy guy, but, you know, wasn't me.
You're more like...
You're
more Sasquatch.
Yeah, far more. When this Swami was over there in the Air Force, assigned at RAF Alconbury near Peterborough, and living in... Fox Covert, Colesden Road, Colesden, once took a drive. The ex and this Swami had a bit of a, what do you call it over there, a dust up, and went for a drive up the Hull and turned around and came back. But it was interesting. But was well shaven at the time, so. Certainly no werewolf ideation going on there. Just another yank.
Those winged skeletons that you were talking about, something reminded me of one of my guilty pleasures. I watched a show called American Pickers.
Oh yeah.
These two guys, yeah.
Oh yes.
Well, they went to visit these guys down in Florida who had to, they were carnies, or they'd run away and joined the circus when they were young, sort of thing, and they were mm-hmm. now in their sort of 70s. They'd amassed a collection of weird old stuff from that, and there was a fella called Fred. When they used to have the side shows, they would have the freaks, you know, the freaks mm-hmm. shows as well, and there was always, you know, these stories about the shrunken heads from the Amazon and all the rest of it, sort of thing. Right. But they were actually illegal to bring them into the States. So this guy called Fred Johnson, who was just, for fun, would make, you know, sort of skeletons of a wolf boy. You know, he would sort of, like, he would go out and get chicken bones and sort of, like, you know, and far from, you know, that had been caught in barbed wire and stuff like that, and dye it and just make these bizarre skeletons. And he actually made a couple of shrunken heads. And he actually sold them for mail order on, you know, the back of magazines and stuff like that. If you were a,
sure,
you know,
yeah,
Carney International sort of thing, you could order yourself a shrunken head because it was, you know, and it would have a sort of thing.
There's also a very cool series, if you can find episodes of it, perhaps it's on Netflix or one of those other things, called Oddities. And it's a store, I believe it's in New York, where that's what they sell. I mean, this weird stuff, collectible items, you know, from any number of things, old medical quack items to, you know, coffins and dummies and taxidermy and all that sort of thing. Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of a sort of, is it a museum or just a kind of fictional thing?
Yeah, it's a
called
like a
Ripley's World of, was it?
I can't remember.
Ripley's World of the Macabre or something like that.
Yeah, Ripley's World of Amazing Things.
Yeah.
they used to
but
have,
again, that's all.
They used to have things like that on Arthur C. Clarke's Mysterious World, didn't they?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Crystal Skulls and all that, But I just found that, because, you know, these items are now collectible because they were made, you know, deliberately faked because you weren't allowed to import things, because genuine Peruvian shrunken heads are heads of leaders of the tribe and stuff like that, and they're basically boiled up in a load of herbs, which makes the skin, and it was to remove the skin from the skull, so it, so it wasn't actually the skull that would shrink, it would be the skin.
Actually, one of the over here in the States, one of the customers who was a regular on this show, Oddities, and was just the creepiest dude in the way he talked. He was like, "Ooh, I love that." Now he's on a TV commercial over here with that creepy persona. And, you know, somehow the exposure he got through that TV show got him the commercial gig. You know, it's kind of funny. I don't know what the product is, but it's kind of funny.
I've got an interesting story. Yesterday, so this story's from Friday. So yesterday is the day that you stop working to pay taxes and started earning cash for yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, hooray!
Yeah, 6 months worth of tax. That's a lot.
But isn't that a load of shit as well, because the financial year's in April.
Yeah, but I think, isn't it just saying that the amount of tax that people pay...
Yeah, the amount of tax is yeah.
Right.
So now that the... Yeah, so 6 months, you work your slave hours of 6 months a year to the gov, to the man, you can have the rest. Gee, thanks.
I think over here in the U.S. it's till April, because we're taxed a little less than you guys are. But that's the what I recall seeing here, there, and yonder.
That's because you haven't got a proper NHS.
Right.
But there's one guy who is now out of that. This barman from Wetherspoons, he went out this week and on his lunch break, bought 2 scratch cards, and he won them both. The first one he won a tenner, and the second one he won £4 million.
£4 million.
Oh, wow!
And then went back and finished his shift.
That's dedication right there,
yeah.
Or ignorance, one of the other.
That is
I don't know, it might be quite fun just to finish your shift and then go, actually boss, can I have a word with you?
Well, I think that shows level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boss, can
here's my ass. Plant your lips on there. I'm not.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing that you can win $4 million on a scratch card, isn't it?
It costs a tenner, though.
But then he won a tenner on the first one. So.
Oh, right. So he bought the scratch card, the other scratch card with a tenner he won.
I don't know whether he bought them together or. But I suppose one paid for the other.
That'd be good. If you won a tenner, then just reinvested it and won $4 million, that'd be more like it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, over here in the lottery, the scratchers here, there are some like $20 and $30 scratchers that statistically, your likelihood of winning is far higher to get, but it's that upfront, you know, you got, you know, can you afford to drop $100 on 5 tickets, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, funnily enough, on that tip, there's a guy who... I know who runs a working man's club, and in his club there's a slot machine where you can start on 10p up to £5 or £10, and it takes notes in the slot machine now, as opposed to just coins.
That's dangerous.
And like if you put a 10p in and you get 3 cherries, you might win like £2. But if you get 3 cherries on the one you put the £10 in, you get like £800. So it's like but the odds are the same.
Encouragement to put
your
tenner in.
They've just here in Charleston, Illinois, FEMA Region 5. They've just started opening in various bars and gas stations and things, these like little electronic casinos. I mean, where you can sit down just like you would in Vegas or Atlantic City or at your local Indian casino and blow all the cash you want, completely legal. So stopped in just to have a look at it, you know, and a couple of guys in there just frantically whacking in these buttons and come on, come on, come on. And they both, quite honestly, looked like a couple of meth tweakers. But asked, you know, hey, notice this has just opened up. Are they paying off to get you to keep coming back? Well, they pay, but, you know. And both of them were pretty dour about the whole experience of it. So stood there and watched the lights flash and the wheels spin and all that for a minute and went, okay, bye. No urge to throw any actual money in it or put my debit card in anything or credit cards or no.
It's illegal to gamble in the States, but what about online gambling? How does that work? You can just do it in your own home.
Don't know. I would imagine you can do that, yeah. I don't know. I've never even looked into that world. I've got no clue.
I'm pretty sure you can gamble any way you like in the world.
I know there's some people who do it with, like, you know, card games, you know, electronic card games online that sort of thing. Get themselves in all kinds of trouble. But.
Yeah, great. It's crazy.
Maybe somebody wins it. I don't know. I got no clue.
I've got this definitely deserves a news bong. So here goes. There's a bong. So this is from the Metro. Tesco forced to fit incontinence pads with heavy duty theft alarms. So many people have been stealing incontinence pads that one Tesco shop has had to fit them with heavy duty theft alarms. From now on, the super large packs of tenor pads will be protected by special tags in the supermarket in Leith in Scotland. Why are people stealing so many tenor pads? However, we do not
Well,
know.
Because... Oh, I'm sorry.
Each tag has a special siren attached, which goes off if someone tries to take them out without paying. They're pretty high-tech, which is why they're usually reserved for the more expensive things like champagne or electronics. However, non-shoplifting shoppers trying to buy tenor pads could find it a bit awkward to ask the shop assistants to remove the tags. One person who wished to remain anonymous said, "It could be potentially embarrassing for someone to ask a store assistant to take off the tags off an item such as this. Why anybody would like would try and steal?" Oh, I've got a call. Howard's calling.
Does he want to buy some organite?
Hello.
Well, it would make sense that that takes place in Scotland, because then if you're wearing such a piece of protection, you can drink much more and not have to get up to go to the bathroom. So, I mean, really, it's just a matter of efficiency.
Or, well, knowing the Scots, it's probably going out of an evening to drink pants.
Was really looking for resounding laughter from Steve on that comment. But, came up dry.
Well, I would have laughed if only I didn't see that headline. Muhammad Ali died of a septic shock due to unspecified natural causes. Huh?
What's that?
Then they're breaking news. Look.
Did you all see where Prince's death certificate was issued with the cause of death being fentanyl self-administration?
Yeah.
That's an opioid, for those of you scoring at home, that is 100 times more potent than morphine.
That's some pretty heavy-duty shit there.
Oh, yes. Right, so whomever, if it wasn't you know, legally prescribed to Prince Rogers Nelson in response to some situation that his personal doctor was aware of and he was being treated for. Whomever helped him get his hands on that stuff could be looking at 30 years in the penitentiary for third degree murder involvement.
Or manslaughter.
That's the way the state is looking at it.
Right, I'm loading this up. I'll let it load up before it sounds there. So, you're talking the Proclaimers one there?
Yeah,
okay. It'll be cut short a little because it's we've only got just under 4 minutes, and that's 5 minutes, but it'll take us to the end. It has been
lovely,
an awesome show. Good to speak to you all again. And
ditto, dudes and dudette.
And we'll do it all again next week if you're all about.
Yep.
Okay, see you next week, folks.
Namaste. Bye bye.
This is for all the nappy stealers in Edinburgh.
You claimed it, you touched it.